بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ابو محمد مروز رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ ابلیس پانچ خصائل کی وجہ سے شقی ہوا ہے. حضرت ابو محمد مروز رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے ابلیس شیطان ہی بیکیم اکرسٹ اینڈ واز روئنڈ بیکاز آف فائیو ایٹیٹیوڈز ان ہم. اس نے اپنے گناہ کا اقرار نہ کیا. The first attitude in him was that he did not confess to his sin. He did not confess to his sin. He did not acknowledge and even accept or understand that his misdeed of disobeying Allah Ta'ala was sinful. He did not confess to it. The second attitude is, no woh guna par nadim hua. No was he remorseful. There was no regret in him. No regret for having committed that sin. The sin of refusing to make sajda, to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. No usne apne nafs ko malamat ki. No did he reprimand himself. No did he reprimand himself when a person commits sin. Then he should, in addition to being regretful, remorseful, confessing your sin, confessing unto Allah Ta'ala. Not to people, it's not permissible to confess on sins to people. But to Allah Ta'ala, you confess your sin and you are regretful, and then also you must reprimand yourself. How is it possible? How could I have indulged in this sin when I believe that Allah Ta'ala is here with me? Allah Ta'ala is viewing me, looking at me. The two recording angels, Malaika, are here with me and they are recording sin. How could I have been so ungrateful and committed this act of kufr? That you must tell yourself. No tawbah ki. And the fourth activist, he refused to make tawbah. He refused to repent. Or Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se mayus ho gaya. The fifth attitude is, he lost all hope in Allah's rahmat. And Allah Ta'ala will have no mercy on him. Wants to be Musa alayhi salam on his way to Mount Tur, where he had to commune with Allah Ta'ala, where he spent 40 days in i'tikaf on the mountain, and then Allah Ta'ala had direct communication with him, spoke with him. On his way to the mountain, Nabi Musa alayhi salam saw an old man sitting by on the rock and crying profusely, crying, shedding a lot of tears. Nabi Musa alayhi salam asked him the reason for crying. So this person says, "Oh Musa, do you know who I am?" And, "Who are you?" I said, "I am Shaitan. I am Iblis." "Who is Iblis? And what is all this crying for?" He said, "I am crying because I know, I understand that Allah's rahmat, His mercy and compasses entire creation. It's for everyone and everything is Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. Except for me, I'm excluded. I've been made mardood. I'm accursed and I'm far from Allah's rahmat. And after I'm also His creation, but He's depriving me of rahmat." So Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, "I'm on my way now to the mountain where I will, after the i'tikaf of 40 days, I will be speaking with Allah Ta'ala and I will present your case to Allah Ta'ala, make shafaat, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive you also." So Nabi Musa alayhi salam, after 40 days, only he completely forgot about shaitan and the promise he made. As he was leaving, Allah Ta'ala reminded Nabi Musa alayhi salam, "Oh Musa, there was one of my banda, my servant. You made a promise to him and you did not fulfill that promise." Then Nabi Musa alayhi salam recalled and remembered, said, "Yes Allah, there was shaitan. This was his message." So Allah Ta'ala said, "My rahmat is for him also. It's for him also. But there's one condition. The reason why he was made mardood, accursed, and was cast away, and the mercy is prevented from him, is because of his rebellion. So anyhow, Adam alayhi salam is no longer here, alive, he's dead. So what he should do? He should go to the cover of Adam alayhi salam, to the grave, and just make one such dage, and everything is forgotten, is forgiven. When Musa alayhi salam heard that, he was extremely happy. So simple. For all the thousands of years of evil and misguidance and destroying humanity, and jinka and shaitan will be forgiven just for one sajda. So on his way back, when he passed there, he saw shaitan still sitting and crying there. So Musa alayhi salam said, "Stop crying now, I've got good news for you. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. This all you only have to go to the qabr of Nabi Adam alayhi salam and make one sajda there." When shaitan heard that, he caught up in half and a puff and his tears dried up. He said, "When I did not make sajda for him when he was alive, how is it possible for me to make sajda for him now when he's dead?" And he went off. So that is the attitude of shaitan. No regret, no regret and no remorse. Verbal tawbah is not sufficient. That's a shaitani tawbah then. Crying and expressing with your tongue, with your mouth, istighfar, you're making istighfar, is not sufficient then. The reality, the ruh of tawbah is nadamat. It is regret in the heart. Once you regret in the heart, that is the soul of tawbah, that even before you verbally proclaim your tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, you are forgiven. If there's true and genuine regret in the heart for a sin, and regardless of how great the sin may be. But if there's genuine regret in the heart, then immediately Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. But another condition is that you have to also verbally proclaim your tawbah unto Allah Ta'ala. So shaitan, he had lost all hope in Allah Ta'ala. So these were the five attitudes which had destroyed him. اور فرمایا کہ حضرت آدم علیہ السلام نے اس کے برعکس کیا. ابو محمد مروز حضرت آدم علیہ السلام نے did the opposite. He actually was the exact opposite of what شیطان did. کیونکہ وہ پانچ خسائل کے باعث سعید ہو گئے because of five attitudes. آدم علیہ السلام became elevated, his status was elevated, he became fortunate and forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. In fact, after having committed the error, Adam alayhi salam, after he committed the error in Jannah of eating from the forbidden tree, then after his tawbah, Allah Ta'ala elevated his maqam, his status, and he was higher than what his position was in Jannah before having committed the sin. Anbiya did not commit a sin, but in terms of his rank, of his noble and lofty status, that was a sin for as far as between him and Allah Ta'ala. So five attitudes of Adam alayhi salam had elevated him. The first is unhone apne guna ka ikrar kiya. The first thing he did was to confess, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. He said, first thing he said, "Oh Allah, we have oppressed and wronged ourselves." He confessed to his sin. There was no justification. Secondly, guna par nadamat ki. Secondly, he was remorseful. He was overcome with remorse. So much remorse in Adam alayhi salam that when Adam alayhi salam was brought down to earth, he and Hawa alayhi salam, he remained that thing in sajda for 40 years. Allah lived for, his age was 1,000 years. And of that 40 years, the initial 40 years on earth, he spent that he was in sajda, only crying. Allah Ta'ala had given him, in that time, people were strong and powerful. Allah Ta'ala gave him that tawfiq of tawbah, and for 40 years, he remained in sajda crying, confessing to his sin, and was regretful. The third attitude, apne nafs ko malamat ki, he repeatedly rebuked himself. How was it possible for me to have committed this in Jannah? Allah warned me. He had warned me, and despite that, I became a child, I became ignorant, I became so forgetful, I fell in the trap of Shaitan, and I repeatedly rebuking himself. And the fourth attitude, feel for Toba, immediately made Toba. There was no delay, immediately made Toba. And the first thing, all Allah Ta'ala, rahmat and na umid nahuwa. And he did not lose hope at all in Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. He remained 40 years crying, never for one moment, thinking that Allah Ta'ala will not forgive him. That hope was all time. That a person should never lose hope, no matter how great a sinner a person may be, how great one's sins may be, as huge as the mountains and as many as the bubbles on the ocean, if one repents sincerely, that there must be the ruh, the soul of Tawbah must be there, regret, and reprimand yourself, and regret, and confess to them. Never justify them. That is one of the greatest diseases of kufr in almost all people nowadays. When they commit a sin, they justify it. And that is shaitani pride. That was exactly what shaitan did. And Allah Ta'ala told him there. Then why are you not making sajda? What he said? He started to use logic now. That to justify the sin. What he said? I'm better than him. You created me out of fire, O Allah, and you created him out of dust, out of sand. So he justified. He tried to logically to justify his sin and did not believe what they committed in sin. And that is an attitude of kufr. A person commits a sin, he acts in conflict with the Shariat, and then when he nasihat presented to him, when he's advised and when he's reminded, then he starts to justify. He started bringing all types of arguments in order to justify sin. So that is a sign of the person becoming now shaitan, is falling in the footsteps of shaitan. Whereas we are the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. We are the children of Adam alayhi salam, and we have to follow the example of Adam alayhi salam and inculcate and cultivate in us these five attitudes of Nabi Adam alayhi salam.